Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Got doing five things. Live Yahuwah's Radio. Top of the Sabbath day. Worldwide international radio broadcast. Top of the Sabbath day is on air. I'll be your host for the top of the Sabbath day by name. Your seer. Israel. Of Seed Royal. All right, this is the day that Almighty have made in all six locations. They're getting the thumbs up, so they're ready to go. So that's the great thing about it. All six locations is ready to go for the top part of the Sabbath day. Yahuwah be with y'all. Let's throw it out on the international side and see who all join us, and we'll go from there. And we'll get our elder in, and we'll take our coat off at the temple of Yahuwah. All right, good enough. Let's see what's going on the international side. All the stops are still to 195 international countries. That's a good thing. And what can we read? 161-605. That's good enough. Elder, you'll take it from there. 161-605. Top part of Saturday. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice as we try to take our coat off and get situated. Elder, Mr.
Kill,
Yahuwah
be to
that
seed royal. And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Elder. Yahuwah be with you. All right, top of the Sabbath day, so you heard the count. We're going to see if we get our count going, get our coat off and get prepared. So Yahuwah be with all on that work. Over to our Elder.
Okay. But once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, of Seed Royal, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And it looks like attendance for this evening's class on the top part of the Sabbath is 161,605 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And that's a good thing, because that's what we're going to do on the top part of the Sabbath. We're going to hear some good words about Yahuwah from our favorite book called the Bible. As I said before, many of us want to hear the favorite scriptures. I mentioned that the other day. But the favorite scriptures is okay, but the words of Yahuwah is even better. Because we know that we came to hear most of the things in the Bible that most of us come to hear. And some listening, they never understand, and that's without proper teaching. Some of us came to read things in the Bible, and some looking can never find. That's the misinformed. They can generally do none of these things. You have to remember that, you know, the entranceway to the path of righteousness is very narrow, and we mentioned that quite a bit. It's not so wide where you can walk left, walk right. And you get to the same gate that everybody's getting to, that gate of righteousness where Yahuwah is waiting for you. It tells you that in Matthew chapter 7, verses number 13. 13 says, enter ye straight at the gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be thereat. Well, we want that gate to be narrow, so we know that we're going in the right direction. Tells us that in 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse number 7. 7 says, the entrance therefore is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, if there was like fire on the right hand and deep water on the left. But when you look at 8, it tells you that only one path between them both, even between the fire and water, so small that could only one man or woman go there at once. So we want to follow that narrow path into righteousness, because there's so many things that pull us left and right from the scripture. It might just sound like a bunch of words, but it's not. You have friends, family, And those bad preachers that try to pull you left and right away from Yahuwah's word into another word. That's why I say you have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. This is what gives you the knowledge to know there's a lot out there that try to camouflage their evil or confused teachings, and mostly confused, thinking that they're teaching you the right way. And when you question it, they get overly loud with the loud bump of gums for righteous learning. They even turn the Bible scriptures around as verbal weapons, as I had said before. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity. And thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. As has been said before, how can you guys get this much out of this one book? It comes from connecting the books of Yahuwah's words. We even speak about your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath day. All this comes from this one book. And we do this because this is information you all came to see. And you have to look no further, because now you found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. And we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That's today. Temple class starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have an online temple class. Temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under this big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us who read the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering, and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that Yahuwah loves the children of Israel. And I've often been asked, why do you keep giving these verses from Psalms 96, verse 7 and 8? I said, you don't know after I read it? Okay. Then let's see if this makes any sense. Okay, look in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 8 and verse number 9. Verse 8 says, will a man rob Yahuwah? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? And tithes and offerings. 9. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. That's why I always remind everyone that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures, which is mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, which I begin to see is much needed with the controversy we have out there from day to day. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, Israel. We do have a calendar to help keep you in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. We have a live program also. As you can tell, we're live now. We have a live program. To get there, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, just look for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using a couple of email addresses. The first is tribe. The spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. You'll find this is to write your written opinions, and even questions of a biblical subject are answered, or related topics. The other is yhvhysraeel@gmail.com. Now, we do...
I'm to the elder. Y'all probably be at the elder and lost your audio. Unless we're not getting no audio or something, I don't know.
Well, I think WCC must have stepped their hand in there for a minute. We're still here, and
okay.
We're just getting ready to give the number to the live conference room. And that's
okay,
phone number
all right,
that everyone
can... All right, back up. We got plenty of time. Go and bring it. Don't bring your part in there, Elder. Take your time, bring your part in. Come on.
Okay. Actually, we were just at the point when we got muted out that we do have a few phone numbers you can righteously call with Yakwa in mind. The first is our live conference room number. You'll find this is 319-527-6065. And the other phone number we have is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone in the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, 224-600-5579, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel. That's right. You can order any particular 12 programs of your choice on DVD just by calling that number. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always listen to the entire show after 10:30 p.m., which is Friday. Also, the same thing. You can get to our program after 10:30 today if you've missed the beginning of our program. Also, to enter three words on the search line, you can get there by entering Yahuwah Radio Live. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program you were late logging into, or actually you can pick any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, during our normal talk broadcast, you'll find that we're also simultaneously transmitting on Paltalk. On Paltalk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. No comments will be taken at that time, or any more than two text questions answered at a time. If our teaching should stop on Broad Talk, it will continue on Pell Talk for your convenience. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of understanding. That's mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. You have to keep the scriptures in mind, because we're all trying to talk at the same time or trying to win that bump the gums contest for who think who's right or who think who's wrong. One thing you're going to miss for sure, and you're going to miss all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. You have to remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. Have to remember what it tells us about that in St. John chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Well, during this program, you have to remember, one man can only do 100% of what one man can do. And that's because we're Yaqwali created. And you'll find that we can do that if that's even possible. So we can find out what our continued possibilities will be. We're going to pass our program back to our Seer Israel. I think everybody's anxious to get rolling here on this top part of the Sabbath. I'm going to sit back and get my book open and take notes myself. Pass our program back to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Edible. No, we anxious to get our coats off. We kind of getting situated to do what we got to do there. So that's what we anxious. We still trying to set everything up there, Edible. So that's your part in grand style, and we get ready to do our part in grand style. And that's what it's all about. So we kind of glad of one thing that you were long-winded enough and I see the cavalry, they all coming in as we speak in grand style. So that's a great thing right there. So you got your part in grand style. Okay, that's one thing about it. See, when you stand before the Almighty, you got to be clear, and you say, "Well, I've done it the way you told me to do it, Yahuwah," and that's it. That's the game changer right there. As long as you have that spirit in you, I've done it the way you told me to do it, we'll go from there, no doubt about it. All right, Elder Mr. Kill. And we live at all six locations. So we're gonna go inside in the temple or Cap 1, and we're gonna see if we get Brother Mackay to holler in that microphone real good by turning Luke chapter 12, verse 12. And we'll get something going on. And we know one thing, I got my own brother Yak Guy Israel. He got his eye on me too. So I understand. That's why I be saying, T-Roy, that spirit gotta catch up to those that believe in the word of Yahuwah. All right, good enough there. We'll catch you on the bottom part. So we off and running. So now we're going inside of Camp 1 with Brother Micaiah Israel and seeking he turn that Luke chapter 12, verse 12, and seeking he holler that microphone and tell us what that's saying there. Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 read, "For the righteous spirit to teach you what you are to say."
Excellent. And that very same hour, you got to always include your righteous spirit. We got an article we're going to get at, but we hold that article over to Monday because Sunday night. Because the brother dropped a profound article, and he said that, he said he made it plain, and I told it brought me to a scripture, but we'll worry about that Sunday night. So let's see if we run over to Brother Mackay and look at Zephaniah. Chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what that says. Sticking your heart on that microphone, top part of Saturday. Zephaniah. And we'll look at what it says in Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Yahuwah be with the Moses and Yahuwah be with the able teacher and all that good stuff. Zephaniah, right out there around Zechariah. Back up from Zechariah, and let's see what it says in Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3, top part of Sabbath day, and we live at Camp 1, but guess what, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, they all live, call for details, 224-600-5579, where are you located at? If you within 70 miles of any of the locations, get in where you've been in at. Don't let Yahuwah catch you down and you let your pride get in the way of the real deal of keeping Yahuwah Sabbath day. Keep it Sabbath day. What's going on at Brother Micaiah? Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3 says what?
Book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3.
What it say?
Verse 1.
What it say?
Gather yourselves together.
Uh-huh.
Yea, gather together, O nation, not desire.
Gather yourself together. Oh, nation, not desire. That's the game changer right there. Gather yourself together, O nation. So we got to find out what nation is not desire, because that's a big statement. Gather yourself together, O nation, not desire. Let's find who you're talking about. Let's precept that and see who you're talking about. Gather yourself together, O nation, not desire, by going to the 27th chapter there, Brother Brother Micaiah. You know, I like calling that name, Brother Micaiah. Brother Micaiah. Let's see if we get a little bit more out of Brother Micaiah. Isn't that right, Brother Yahdai Israel? Hallelujah. I like calling that name. Brother Micaiah, maybe get a little something out of him, Brother Yahdai Israel. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. So, hallelujah. So, that's what we're talking about. The cavalry's on their way. So there ain't no accident to Brother Micaiah. You know, he's warming up in the, and now we got to make sure that spirit will take care of this real live business. We own something. And that's the way it's going to be. All right, Brother Micaiah. So what are we reading again?
Read Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1, it says, turn to 20, chapter 2.
We're going to precept that. We're going to find out. Read that verse 2, 1 again.
Okay.
See, that's one thing he said, see, right? We want to step our game up, but it got to be the one to step the game up that is clear. They got to step it up in the spirit of Yahuwah. Just can't step your game up just because it's stepping your game up. Nope. You got to have the spirit of Yahuwah. Then Yahuwah going to intervene. He going to intervene. We keep telling, he said, still, I'm coming in. Once they line up with what I got written in this book. We're going to Deuteronomy 27. And look at verse 1 and 8. 1, 8, and take it on down to 11.
Oh, I see.
Deuteronomy 27, verse 1, 8. Then skip down to 8 through 11. That's what we want, 8 through 11.
All right. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27, verse 1, verse 8 through 11.
Listen good.
Verse 1 reads.
What it read?
And Moses with the elders of Israel.
Moses with the elders of Israel. See, that's the game changer right there.
Yeah.
Moses with the elders of Israel. That's where it starts at. Moses with the elders of Israel. What did he say?
Commanded the people.
Oh, it's a commandment. Once the elders in place, the seer in place, the elders in place, then the next thing goes out. And what kind of words?
Saying.
The commandments is kind of talk commandments. Saying what?
Keep all Torah instructions.
Keep all of the first five books.
When I command you,
then remember, Yahuwah is the one, he controls weather. Well, it's hot, cold, in between. Yahuwah controls everything. Keep what Yahuwah is saying, because he controls the weather. If it's too hot for you, Yahuwah did it. If it's too cold for you, Yahuwah did it. If it's just right for you, Yahuwah did it. So all you folks say is 1:18:23, Moses of Israel. When you understand all that, you supposed to say 1:18:23, oh, my hand got frostbitten. Then you supposed to say 1:18:23. What it say in 1:18:23? Psalms. Psalms 1:18:23, Mother D. F. Israel, live at Camp 1.
Psalms 1:18, verse 23.
Listen, God.
This is Yahuwah's doing.
The weather out there now is who doing?
Yahuwah's doing.
It is Yahuwah's doing.
It is marvelous in our eyes.
And you folks said what?
It's marvelous in our
eyes. Hallelujah. Why? Well, you know what? Well, look, let me get my hands right so I can give me a lion paw. I said, okay, get your hands right. But one thing about it, but who behind all of it?
Yahuwah.
And that's the game changer.
That's right.
Once we recognize whatever we in, you give Yahuwah all the praises to it. Now, what do you say in verse 8?
Verse 8,
And see, that's why the elders got to be prepared to tell them what the Bible saying. Wherever they open their mouth at, they say, okay, go in the Bible, show what's going on. Oh, what temperature is out there? Okay, that's Yahweh doing his marvels in my eyesight.
That's right.
That's it?
Yes,
oh, that's the way it is? Yeah. If you give the people what they need, the people will come on. They'll stand up like good water out there in the Caribbean somewhere with a flower. Verse 8.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27, verse 8.
What it say?
Verse 8, read.
What it read?
And thou shalt write upon the stone all the words of this Torah instruction, the first five books of the Bible, very plain.
What kind of way you supposed to make it?
Very plain.
Very plain. See, what we got to do is make sure we put it out there. What kind of way?
Very plain.
Very plain. Go ahead and read.
Verse 9.
What?
And Moses is the priest, the Levite, spake unto all Israel.
Oh, he spoke to all Israel.
Saying.
What?
Take heed.
Uh-huh.
And hearken.
Uh-huh.
O Israel.
O Israel.
This day.
What?
You are become the people of Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Wait a minute. So, when we read Zephaniah, our mother D.F. Israel, 2:1, we could have inserted that in there. If we got that verse to work with, we can insert it in ready in 2:1. Bring it up. Bring it again. Zephaniah 2:1, that mother D.F. Israel. So, if we got the 27th chapter, verse number what? You just read it on?
That was verse number 9.
If you got verse number 9 and you know how to get your hand on 9, if you read Zephaniah 2:1, that means you can deliver right there. Let's see what Mother D.F. Israel delivered right there. Zephaniah. Let's see what she delivered right there and shake up the world and just say it's Yahweh. Knowing she got verse 9, when they bat their eyes to jump right on, they say, oh, it is in there. Come on.
Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1.
What it reads.
Gather yourselves together. You gather together, O nation, thy desire, Israel.
The congregation of the whole 12 tribes of Israel. Because, now read verse 9 again. Watch. Now listen to verse 9 real carefully with that Zephaniah 2:1 sitting there in the wings. Listen to verse 9 again.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27, verse 9.
Listen.
Verse 9.
What?
And Moses and the priest, the Levite, spake unto all Israel.
And Moses and the priest spoke to all Israel. And what did he tell all Israel?
Saying, take heed and hearken.
He said, listen now, all Israel, listen.
O Israel,
listen.
This day, you are become the people of Yahweh.
This
your
day,
Yahweh.
You become the people of Yahweh. So we got a foundational when we became of the peoples of Yahweh that we can read. Is that right? Is that what's going on here?
Hallelujah.
So when we go to Zephaniah 2:1, Mother D.F. Israel, take a shot at what you got. You got to have that verse 9 already, and you can insert it in whenever the Spirit of Yahweh presents it to you. But not, if you were able to shoot that in with that verse 9, looking at it real carefully, then I think we on something. And Mother E, have me the book of Ezekiel. Have me the book of Ezekiel waiting on me. Because we gonna have to see something in the Spirit of Yahweh. We're gonna have we wanna take a look at something that's in Ezekiel, but we're gonna tie it all in now. We're gonna tie it all in. And the book of Ezekiel, Mother E, I want you to have that waiting on me. Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 1-8. 17 through 21. Have that waiting on me. Come on back. Come on back now. Give Mother D.F. Israel verse 9 again now.
Okay. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27, verse 9, read. And Moses, the priest, the Levite, spake unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel. This day you are become the people of Yahweh, your Yahweh.
This day you become the people of, so we got a foundational when the children of Israel became the people of Yahweh. They was already the parents of the nation. But now we know now when this nation became the peoples of Yahweh in the 27th chapter, verse number 8, right? 9, right?
Deuteronomy 27, verse 9.
Yes. Now, Mother D of Israel. Now, come on back with Zephaniah with that verse together. Look at him. Put a second book on him. Let him be looking at that verse on with a second book or something. And bring it out.
Zephaniah. Gonna tell you something. When we start bringing it out, I'm telling you. Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 1. Gather yourselves together, you Israel. Gather together, O nation of Israel, not be right. Did I do it too
big? Well, you're following all around, but you, but that's why, go ahead. That's why the Moses got to always rehearse the righteous act all the time. Moses, you want to take a shot at that, Moses? Take a shot at that, Moses. With that verse number 9, wait a minute, take a shot at it, Moses. Take a shot at that verse. Yeah, but bring some audio like you on that radio when you, on the weekdays. Yeah, bring that brace out with some audio. You know how you address the national audience 6 days a week? Now it's time to do it again. Yeah, remember, they ain't pillow talk now.
Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1.
Yeah.
Gather yourself together, Israel.
No, don't skip out and leave no word. Gather yourself together, O nation.
O nation.
Now put in the 12 tribes of Israel.
Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1.
Gather yourself together, O nation. Then put what nation we talking about? All of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Gather yourself together, O nation. Gather together, O Israel.
O 12 tribes of Israel. Now, what about the 12 tribes of Israel? Now, they tell you right now, what about them?
Not desire.
So how many tribes is desire?
12.
None of them is desire. Ain't none of them is desire. So all you want to think you can keep on doing what you're doing, ain't none of y'all desire. So we got to be clear to let the 12 tribes of Israel, it ain't none of y'all desire by the powers to be. Nobody like you, O 12 tribes of Israel. That's why he tell you, gather yourself together, O nation, not desire, 12 tribes of Israel. Because you ain't, how many adversaries? Not adversaries. What the word I need? Give me a word there, brother. Yahweh, give me a word. Now, what adversary? Yeah, adversaries. So, let me pull one out on that one. Brother McCartney, pull one out on that one. See, he's telling you, you got to gather yourself together because you are a nation that's not desired. And Jeremiah came behind that, and Jeremiah made a profound statement in the 50th chapter. See, when you precept your Bible, you can paint your picture. What does Jeremiah say in 50 verse 7? Brother Micaiah, Israel, live at Camp 1. What do you say in 50 verse 7?
Jeremiah. Chapter 50. Verse 7. Verse 7, read.
We read.
All that found them have devoured them.
All 17 nations.
Mm-hmm.
Every nation upon the planet that Yahweh made is guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, that's why he said, gather yourself together, O nation, I desire, together, because you don't have no adversary.
Mm-hmm.
All 12 tribes, all 17 nations is against you. Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah. Wow.
What does it say?
And their adversary said,
and do what they always say.
We have fear not.
We ain't done nothing to them peoples.
Because they have sinned against Yahweh.
See, they already know your problem. They know your problem. You're done what?
Sinned against Yahweh.
Sinned against Yahweh. And they clear that you sinned against. Go ahead.
The habitations of justice, even Yahweh, the hope of their father.
Let me show you why they know. Why they know if they ain't done nothing to you, will you sin against them? But Micaiah, run to the book of Judas, chapter 5. Let's look at verse 6 and skip down to verse 17 to 19. Let me show you, they know about you. And once you find out about yourself, then your poverty days is over. Once you find out that Zephaniah is telling you 12 tribes of Israel, that's scattered. Gather yourself together, O nation not desired. Let's go to the book of Judas, chapter 5, and look at verse number 6 and get warmed up.
In chapter 5, verse 6.
What does it say in verse 6?
Okay, the book of Judas, chapter 5, verse 6.
Listen, God.
Verse 6, read.
What do you read?
These people are descendants of the Chaldeans.
These people are descendants of African-American Ham. They are descendants from the, what you call African Americans, that really their name is Ham. Either that's who they are. They descendants from Ham. That's what he said. What he said in verse 17 on in verse 19.
Book of Judas, chapter 5, verse 17 down to 19.
What he say?
Verse 17.
What he say?
And while it's day, sin not before their Yahweh.
So when they sin not against Yahweh,
they prosper.
They what?
They prosper.
You mean when we had our fringes on, kept the Sabbath day, kept the feast day, what did we do?
Prosper.
You mean, E.B., is that plain? And we got to go pay all that money into these school systems to find out there is right there. The reason we in bad shape as a people, all 12 tribes of Israel, what happened? Yeah, what happened? According to verse 17.
Oh, they prospered.
No, what happened? Why were we in bad shape according to verse 17?
Sin.
You done what?
Sin.
So you mean we put all this money trying to figure out our problem, like the big dignitaries called yesterday. Say all the scholars out there in Haiti, they can't figure this thing out. I said, well, I know. It ain't giving them to figure it out. All you gotta do is listen to voices.
The true Israelite.
And we tell you now your problem. You sin against the Almighty One. And what do you say when you do that? Hold that point, Moses of Israel. Yeah, you have your hands all over the place. The spirit of Yahweh is all up on me now.
Yahweh.
Let's go to the book of Hosea. See, this was the man is saying. Now you can take it the way you want to take it. But he said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good, but show him exactly what's going on that you can read, okay? We're going to the book of Hosea. And we're going to find out in the seventh chapter exactly what we can read. We're going to find out what can we read. That's what we're going to do. We're going to look for what we can read. So you mean all that money will be sent to all them colleges. They should just take that and drop it in the offering box of boys of Jews, right?
Hallelujah.
We'll give you an answer. Dude, I'm sending my baby on off to Harvard and Yale. No, you better send them to boys.
That is true, Israelite.
That we both do. We'll tell you exactly what's going on. Look what the man say. We're going to chapter 7 and pick up verse 12 and 13. Look what he say. Bring your A-game that more to you, Israel. I don't got hat. I don't got warmed up now. I'm trying to hold out to old brother Yahweh. I said, okay, I see. I'm really rock. Seventh chapter, verse 12 and 13. Come on.
The book of Hosea, saluted for Joshua, chapter 7, verse 12 and 13.
What it say in 12 and 13?
Verse 12.
What it say?
Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemy.
You see that? Now what the reason they can't stand before the enemy? We just got to read it.
Sin.
That's the reason you can't win on y'all. The reason we can't stand before all the 17 nations, what's the reason?
Sin.
Yahweh said, I'm the one created the weather. Your hand frostbitten, I did it. It's too cold out there for you, I did it.
Right.
Too hot out there for you, I did it. I want all the credit.
All of it.
That's the man trying to tell you.
Yeah.
But I don't want no slacking on my word. Read.
But turn their backs before their enemy.
And you see what we're doing now? And now we're celebrating. Turn our backs to my enemy when we went to St. Vincent, a few of us. Mm-hmm. Went over there to Nicaragua, Guatemala. Then end up in Brazil. And now we celebrate. Then we go to the Catholic Church over there called Martin. And we praise white man Jesus. You know what Yahweh said behind that? Mother Eve, you know what Yahweh said behind that in the fifth chapter of Judges, Jeremiah, verse 7? You know what he said behind what we're doing right now? What did he say?
Jeremiah
5, 7. What did Yahweh say behind that? So right now they're celebrating over there in St. Martin's. Huh? But what did Yahweh got to tell them in 5 verse 7? Yeah, verse 7. What do you got to tell them? What do you got to tell them?
Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 7.
What do you got to say?
I shall not pardon thee for this. Thy children have forsaken
thee. He said, how can I pardon you for this? How can I pardon for this? You ain't doing nothing my Bible telling you to do. How can I pardon you for this? He said, how can I do it? What do they do next? Keep reading.
And swore by them that are no good.
And you swore by the one that is not Yahweh, that's, no, like you said, no good. You swear by the one that is no good. Go ahead.
When I had fed them to the fullest. Fed them to the fullest.
You see the man is saying? I have fed you to the fullest.
They then committed adultery.
And what did they do?
And assembled themselves.
Into Hollis houses. Oh, they call it what they call them big old cathedrals they got going on out there in the Catholic Church. What name that place they call themselves? Big cathedrals and stuff. Then you go right over there and you praise white man Jesus. Over there in Belize. You got the bishop that was set up by the Roman Catholic Church, the one that they picked. They always pick your leader.
Mm-hmm.
And they leader told, well, you know what to do? Let's go praise Jesus over here in St. Martin.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to praise white man Jesus. About our coming out of St. Vincent in over there being a Belizean. Any name that you call, is a cursed name to you 12 tribes of Israel. Any name you call but the name that Yahweh gave you, you upon a curse.
Mm-hmm.
If you call yourself black, you've learned that over here in America. You call yourself Negro, you've learned that over here. You call yourself Belizean, you learned that over here. If you call yourself African American, you learned that over here. That's over that way. That means nigga too. But every name you call yourself, Puerto Rican, Mexican, you learned that over here. Every name you are called, you learn that over here.
Yeah.
And long as you learn, continue to use the name that they gave you. What did it say, Mother, B of Israel 65:17 of Isaiah? What did it tell you? Every name you call yourself, you did not leave the land of Israel with your name. If you call yourself about a Taino, which is the language of the Ararat, you will find out 65:17. What does it say?
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
For behold, I created new heaven.
But back up to 15. Isaiah 65, 15.
Isaiah 65, 16. And you shall leave your name for a curse.
And you will leave your name for what?
For a curse.
What happened next?
Unto my chosen.
And the one that is chosen. Hold that point. Let's read that, Brother Makai. Who chosen? That we can read. Let's go to 44 verse 1 of Isaiah. We're going to Isaiah 44 verse 1. Let's see who chosen. He said, you're going to leave your name for a cursed name. Now we got to know who chosen that we can read. Because one is talking about the one going to leave their name for a curse. And we're going to read it right now in the 44th chapter verse 1. Let's see who been chosen. Isaiah 44 verse 1. Brother Micaiah, live at camp 1. Come on.
Isaiah 44, chapter 1. Chapter 44, verse 1.
What it say?
Verse 1 read.
What it read?
Yet now hear, O Israel, my servant,
mm-hmm.
in Israel whom I have chosen.
You see that? So who are you talking about going to leave their name for a curse?
Israel.
All 12 tribes. You're going to leave your name for a curse. But guess what? What I'm going to do to you, Mother, D.F. Israel, what I'm going to do to you, you have left your name for a curse. Let's see what I ease up off you. Go ahead.
My chosen.
Oh, who is the chosen?
Israel.
Go ahead.
For Yahweh shall slay you.
He going to slay you.
And call his servants by another name.
Now look at the name you call yourself. Puerto Rican, Mexican. Jamaicans, Latinos, every name you did not get that when you came over here in 1347, Sacramento. Every name you got when you got over here. And he made it plain, Brother Micaiah, in number 15:15-16. So any name you call yourself, you're upon a curse. And Yahweh told you plainly, we're going back and read, What he gonna tell you when you're upon the curse in a minute back to us? So you can continue to pump what somebody else gave you.
Mm-hmm.
You do not use your name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how many steps you take up, you still upon the curse until you come clean according to dust and Yahweh.
What?
Number 15:15 and 16:29. Listen.
Book of Numbers. Chapter 15,
what it say?
Verse 15 through 16 and 29.
What it say?
Verse 15.
What it say?
One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an ordinance forever in your generation. As you are, so shall the stranger be.
So you can't act like them. You can't let them give you anything that's contrary to Yahweh. You cannot be like them.
That's right.
You can't let them give you a name, and now you have a reunion on names that they don't gave you. You up on a curse, and Yahweh can tell you plainly shortly about that in a minute. Keep reading.
With you and ordinance forever in your generation.
Now, is ever still going on right now?
Hallelujah. Well,
hey.
As you are
12 tribes of Israel.
So shall the stranger be.
The stranger got to follow you. You can't follow the stranger.
Yahweh. So should a stranger be before Yahweh.
Everybody supposed to dance to your music. You mean we can't dance until you play music? That's right.
Mm.
But the Bible, no, you cannot do no dance until we play the music.
Yeah.
Righteousness is an everlasting righteousness.
Your righteousness is everlasting righteousness. And thou your Torah instruction, first five books,
is the truth.
Is the what?
Is the truth.
Is the truth. Again, is what kind of way?
Everlasting.
Everlasting.
Give me understanding.
And what will it give you?
Understanding. So, and I shall live.
And you're going to live. This will give you understanding. Then you understand that Yahweh controls everything. Once we in order, he's going to kick in. Once we in the show, this Bible is saying, and let, I don't care where you are migrated to, if you left your biblical name for a curse.
Mm-hmm.
So if you call by any other name, Nigeria,
right,
any name than the name that Yahweh gave you, you up under a curse. That got to be clear. Whatever name you call, if it's not the name that was given to you in Numbers chapter 6, read that, Brother Micaiah, Numbers chapter 6, 22-27. See, somebody got to tell it just the way it is. I don't care what name you call yourself. If you don't call yourself by this name, you're upon a curse.
Book of Numbers.
Chapter 6, 22 down to verse 27.
22 down to 27.
So you can keep pumping all these names that the 17 nations gave you. But be clear. And look at the man saying, Moses, you have Israel 32, 23, or Numbers. What did he say? I want you to be clear about this. Number 32, 23. I want you to be clear about this. So you can continue to puff yourself up and use these names that Yahweh did not give you, the other nation gave you. I want you to be clear what Yahweh got written in 32, 23 of Numbers.
Numbers chapter 32, verse 23. But if you will not do so.
But if you will not do so.
Behold, you have sinned.
You have done what?
You have sinned against Yahweh.
Go ahead.
And be sure.
And be sure.
Your sins will find you out.
It's going to what?
Your sins will find
you out. It's going to find you out. Any other name that Yahweh did not give you and you caught with that name, your sin going to find you out. So all these names you got are Jamaicans, Maroons, Puerto Rican, Mexican, Negro, Black, Color, Jamaican, Nigerian. All these names you got is a curse name. And be for sure it's going to find you out. So you keep that in your mind. What name that is not a curse name for getting ready to read? Bring it, Micaiah.
The Book of Numbers. Chapter 6, verse 22 down to 27.
What it say?
Verse 22.
What it say?
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
what it say?
Speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the family of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Saying unto them.
What?
Verse 24.
What?
Yahweh bless you.
Yahweh bless you.
And keep you.
Yahweh keep you.
Yahweh make his face shine upon you.
Yahweh make his face shine upon you.
Be great.
He'll be gracious to you.
Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you.
He'll look with faith to you.
Give you peace.
He'll give you what?
Give you peace.
He'll give you peace if you do what, Moses? 26 verse 3 about...
We'll be able to tell by your conversation what you're working with. That's how we'll be able to tell. We can check you out. Because if we know if Yahweh working with you, you can automatically be Mother G of Israel a 522. You'll be a 522. You'll be a 522 of the book of Galatians. We already know already. You'll be a Galatians 522. If Yahweh working with you, you'll be a Galatians 522. We clear about what you're working with. What is that? We clear about it.
Love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, etc.
So, we can tell what's working with you. All we got to do is watch the Bible.
when you run your mouth, you watch your Bible. We already know what you're working with. Huh? So we clear. Clear. Yep, we are clear what you're working with. So we clear what you're working with. Now, when we broke in, what were we working with to break in on all that good conversation? Why did we go there for? I mean, Spirit begged me to go. Let me read that to you. Okay, now, that's why I'm going to see your mind. Let me show you what happened to me. Let me show you what happened to me. We're going to the 11th chapter of the DF Israel. I'm going to show you what happened to me. We're going to the 11th chapter of Acts. I'm going to show you what happened to me. Acts chapter 11, verse 12.
Acts chapter 11, verse 12. And read verse 12. And the Spirit bade me go with them. Nothing doubted.
Good, right there. So you see, one thing the Spirit of Yahweh, it'll tell you, go there and take a look at it. It's tough to raise our level up to get the path, but this guy got to be. See, I can't digress nowhere when the Spirit bade me to put this with this, tie that in with that, come back with this, put that together. We just got to make sure we understand what it's saying in Psalm 51. See, we got to understand something about this Bible. This is your book, and you got to understand something that's written in Psalm 51, my dear Israel. See, we got to understand this thing, and when you got it, it's gonna show up. We're going to Psalm 51, and we're gonna look at verse number 10-12.
Psalm 51.
10 through 12. Listen good. Psalm 51, 10 down to verse 12.
Psalm 51, verse 10 to 12.
What does it say?
Verse 10.
Created
me a clean mind, O
Yahweh. Either Yahweh created me a clean mind, O Yahweh. And put a right spirit in me. Good. But don't cast me away from your presence now. I mean, I'm telling you something. When Yahweh ain't with you, boy, he can tell me Yahweh ain't with you because your spirit ain't right. All you going to talk about is taking your foot somewhere and losing it in somebody's body. How can that be Yahweh? He told you by his word in 4 verse 6 of Zechariah how he going to do it. But all you going to talk about, well, you know I can take my foot and I can make my whole foot disappear down up to my knee on you. That's how you feel. That ain't the spirit of Yahweh I'm talking like that. That's the spirit of Satan, the devil on you. Huh? Because Yahweh told you, 4 verse 6, Zechariah, we now read, he said, by my word, you got this thing coming. It ain't going to happen no other way. Not by might, not by strength, but by my word. So when you got conversation all day long, they tell you about, yeah, I'm going to look down, now you see my foot. That's where your foot will be at. Now, I'm going to try to put it forward if I can on you, up to my knee. That's how you want to do? Yeah, that's how I want to do. That make you happy? Yeah, that make me happy. You see that? Where we at? Good. What you don't want, Yahweh, to do what? You don't want Yahweh to take that righteous spirit from you. Because you have to think about, all you want to think about is losing your foot. Like you got no foot nowhere. It's, hey, Mr. Miss, where your foot at? Look at my foot at. It's up your knee. See? That's the mindset these people got. Because there ain't no Yahweh with them. Because Yahweh give you spirit, you're going to say, okay. The word tell me I got to be all right. Hallelujah. Keep reading. Let me clear up these markers. Now, I hope I can clear these markers up.
Verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation
What kind of spirit is this? That means you ain't got to go to no institution, no paying all that money to get this spirit, because it's a free spirit. Okay? Go ahead. No, this spirit here is the one you read in Galatians, that you got to read on Galatians.
No, I'm asking
a
question.
Go ahead. Yes, same spirit. Remember. You know why I know that? You know why I know that? Let me give you a verse why I know that. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 12. Let me show you why I know that. We'll give you a verse to it. See, you remember, I always ask for a verse to not nobody's opinion or anything. Ask for a verse. Because a verse is the key. But read in 12 verse 4 what it's saying. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 4 and 5. We'll make it 4 through 6. Make it sound good. 12, 4, down to verse 6. And lick them up real good in verse 18. Diversities What? But the what? But the same spirit. Go ahead. But what do you say? But the same who? So this spirit is the spirit of who? How many letters is that? Go ahead. And what did it do? I guess something. Verse 18. Right. Okay. Oh, so who's doing is this? And what 18, 2, and 3 say again, this is Yahuwah's doing. So what in our eyesight? So Yahuwah's the one put who he wants to put, where he want at. This is Yahuwah's doing. So it's going to be marvelous in your eyesight. The last thing you're going to be worried about how to lose your foot because, verse 25, bring it. Well, I just can't rest here until I have my foot lost in you.
Yeah.
Well, let me show you why that's really destructive to do, to worry about silence or old seer. Come on back to your ask there, Brother Mikhail. Let me show you something. See, everybody wanna silence the old fear. But do you understand if you silence me, the old fear, and not get to the elders in time, but do you know what it got written in 11th chapter, verse 14 of Acts?
Chapter 11, verse 14.
What it say?
What
does
he read?
What?
Who says teach you what? Whereby you in all your house you be saved.
So if we don't teach you what this Bible's saying, you would not be what?
Saved.
You see the man saying? Do you hear what the man trying to tell you? And otherwise, if the fear, the elders, the elder mothers don't say that and tell you, you would not be what?
Saved.
What are you reading that from?
Book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 14.
Read that again.
Verse 14.
Listen.
14, read.
Well, read.
Who should tell you
word? Tell you what?
Word.
Word.
Whereby you and all your house shall be saved.
So if you silence us up, you cannot, you will not be in the line for being saved. You see what that at stake? Now go over to 10th chapter and pick up verse 32.
Chapter 10, verse 32.
Listen, God.
Verse 32, read.
What do you read?
sin, therefore, to Joppa, and called him Simon, whose surname is Peter.
Man.
He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto you.
He gonna speak unto thee, go every 33.
Verse 33.
Listen.
Immediately, therefore, I sent to thee, and you have well done that you are come.
Right.
Now, therefore, are we all here present before Yahweh to hear all things that are commanded you of, commanded thee of Yahweh?
But you read that like a question. Now, this is flat out answer. You got it's not a question when you read this. Read that again.
Okay, verse
30. This ain't no question at all.
Okay.
This is flat out facts. What it say?
Immediately, therefore I sent to you,
yes.
And you
have
well done that you are come.
Yeah, you well done, you have come, Peter.
And therefore are we all here.
Peter, we all here. We all here. All 10 northern tribes. Now represent for all 10 northern tribes. We all here. Present.
Before
Yahweh.
You have all things that I commanded you of Yahweh.
You see that? All things commanded who? We ain't got no Yahweh coming. Everything commanded you to tell us about Yahweh. And that's what we're reading here. That's why we got to bring this out, y'all. See, they recognize that spirit then. Why don't recognize it now? Read that again. That big topic there in that verse number. See, they understood this thing. They got to be brought back to the table now. You trying to silence the sixth anointed camp. You lose. Because we don't give you words, you ain't going to be saved. They understood that right here. Look what they're saying in verse 32. This is 10 northern tribes. Here they are talking right here in verse 33. Look what they say.
Moving back, chapter 10, verse 32 and 33.
What it say?
32.
33.
33.
What it say?
Immediately, therefore, I sent to you,
right.
And you have well done that you are
come. See, immediately we finally came to ourselves, and we sent for you. We have finally got it together. We are hold that point. Tell me out there, Moses of Israel. Then what happened? Jeremiah 31. See, we came to our senses. See, I'll keep telling you something, y'all. If we continue to throw this book down, they're going to have to come to their senses. That's when we get in order. I'm going to show you what we can read today. 31. In 31, chapter Jeremiah. Look at verse 5 and 6. Watch what we can read.
Jeremiah
5 and 6. Let's see. That means you're going to yet plant vines. Northern kingdom. And the northern king, you're going to plant. In time to come, you're going to plant again, and ain't let nobody come grab it from you and take it away. Go ahead. And you're going to eat them. Now, but, okay, then you'll eat it as common thing. But after work, here go what you got to do in verse 6. Right. And there should be a day. Mount Ephraim, 10 northern tribes. Oh, they got to do what? What northern king got to do? They got to cry. What they got to cry? Arise, ye. Yeah. Okay, and what kind of demeanor? Now, would they have a demeanor by putting their foot on you now in verse 7? How would they talk then? What? Wait, now Yahweh kick in. Told you he gonna kick in. What you gonna be doing? You gonna see him again? You'll be talking about always losing your foot. Well, you know, I won't. You know, I just can't rest till I just lose my whole foot up to my ankle. No, that means the devil in your man. This ain't the way back. If we be quiet, you can't make it. And see. You gonna take your foot and do a 13. It's like we'll talk about your foot. I won't take my foot and be a 13, verse 13. Football people, I'm not trying to lose it in the field. It will be the position 13. What?
There
They, what are they supposed to do? Your feet is for dancing. It ain't for raising up and losing in those fields or backside.
Huh.
It ain't to take your foot and lose in the field's backside. It's for dancing and joy. But if we be quiet, you cannot be saved. You see, they come tell Noah the king. They understood that then. Go back to 10th chapter, Bumpakai. Come on back to 10. And we're going to look right down. I'm telling you, this is the guy at work, verse 5. Verse 5 and 6. 10, 5. Listen to the order. They go order.
Book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 5 and 6.
Let's see.
Verse 5.
What?
And now send me to Joppa.
And now send men to Joppa.
The Book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 5. And now send men to Joppa.
To Joppa. Go ahead.
And call for what? Simon.
Simon. Southern Kingdom. That was who Simon, lead teacher, Southern Kingdom. Verse 6.
He longed with one Simon a tanner.
That boy yet. The ministry of Pete boy yet.
He's haunted by the seaside.
I mean he getting him direct information. Who house is by the seaside.
Tell thee.
He'll do what?
He said, tell thee.
What?
What you are to do.
Now you see the man, you see what Minister Fair said? Southern Kingdom supposed to tell Northern Kingdom what?
What to do.
What to do. So he said it's gonna come a day that's gonna happen, y'all. You see the Bible telling it? So we read way over here, they got to finally understand. We ain't going nowhere until we find Southern Kingdom. We ain't going nowhere. See, it ain't going to hit when we get in order. It's going to hit. We ain't going to get nowhere because Yahweh is not involved. As long as I'm not talking about delivering the seal up and all that kind of stuff, that's saying the devil on you. See? Now, let's go clip all these verses we got. Let's see if we clip all. Let's see. What can we start at clearing up and stuff? Who was holding what? How we end up there anyway? Who was holding what? Okay, Zephaniah, finish up 1, 2, and 3 now. Okay, we're coming for that too now. We can come to everything now. We coming back to everything now. We're coming back and we're going to grab everything now. Okay, start at Zephaniah 2, 1, 2, and 3. Now, we went all around for all that now. We got a whole lot of markers on the table. Let's see who all can remember what they was holding. Zephaniah 2, 1, 2, and 3, bring it. Now we all stand with the name now.
Zephaniah 2, verses 1, 2, and 3.
What it say?
Verse 1.
What it say?
Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation, not desire.
What nation?
Israel.
Children of Israel, all 12 tribes. Go ahead.
Verse 2. Before the decree bring it forth, before the day passed, as the chaff, before the fifth angel of Yahweh come upon you.
So you give me a timeline. You got to gather together for Yahweh, because when Yahweh get angry and find his anger going to come upon you. So if you ain't got this thing right, you just gather yourself together before he get, before it's time to beat you up. Go ahead.
Before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you. Verse 3. Seek ye Yahweh. All ye meek of the earth.
Wait, he was who's seeking?
All ye meek.
Not the hell raisers. Listen, do you a hell raiser? I don't want you to seek him. He wants the who to seek him. The meek. We could precept that, but we got too much on the table now. Go ahead.
Which have robbed his judgment.
What the meek gonna do?
Who has robbed his judgment.
See, the meek gonna take care of his business. They're not gonna let personal things get in the way about how they gonna lose their foot. Brother called me all out from Nigeria. He said, see, you know, we talking about you right now. We need to see how far our foot can just leave out and we can't see it. Or what you telling us now. We got to come up under you? I said, no, you got to come up under me. You got to come up under Yahweh and sit on the camp. That's what you got to come up under. Yes. Yes, you got to come up on us. Wherever you at, you got to come up on us. Yes. Everywhere you at, you got to come up on us. Because you didn't leave, you didn't get to Nigeria with that name. That ain't the name you brought to that area. That's not your name. That's a cursed name you call yourself. And look what it says, 315 of Malachi behind that, Mother Eve. What's that say in Malachi 315? See, look what it says in Malachi 315 behind that. That's pretty y'all saying you go to Malachi 315. Okay, well, what he got in there? Yeah, bring it up. Raise it up a little bit. What's that? You see, you call the proud head, you have to be a Nigerian. Hey, that name, that name's a curse name for you. You happy now? Now you so proud of I'm a Nigerian. What did he say again? You Negro and I'm Nigerian. Listen, both of the names out of order. Nigeria out of order and Negro out of order. Brother tell me, well, you know what it was made. Yeah, I know. Negro was made in America. I know that. I know so was Nigeria was made on the west coast of the ham, too. So we rocking in the same boat. You rocking with Nigeria and I'm rocking with Negro, black African-American Negro. All that is in the same boat. All that's a curse name. We ain't got back the numbers to find the only name gonna get you right. We gonna read it shortly in numbers. So whatever you call yourself, if it ain't over here written in numbers, we gonna find out it's a curse name. I don't care what name it is. Come on, bring me some more. And the one that doing wickedness, they what? So wicked doing what? Go ahead. And you're going to be delivered. Keep tipping Yahweh. She said, the wicked is set up. The wicked is set up. The wicked is those that ain't got the coming of Yahweh. That is the wicked. We're going to read about what this brother said. This brother talking that talk. We're going to read all that stuff. But like I said, we wish Sunday night for that. We're going to read all that. Okay, good. Now where we at?
We're chapter 2, verse 3.
What?
Seek ye Yahweh, all ye meek of the earth.
So all the one Yahweh I want to seek in is who?
The meek of the earth.
Not the hell raiser. Not the hell raiser, you cannot seek Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Which have robbed his dust.
What?
Seek right.
Seek what?
Seek right.
Torah keeping.
Seek meek. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of
Yahweh's day. Well, I got to preach up all that. I mean, I can't get away. Now, Brother Micaiah, just read the way you see it, and we're gonna preach up it out. We go to this book of Hebrew, title called Hebrew 11, verse 1. Now, we're going to preach up. Now, we're going to learn some out of this right here. Let's learn something. So, he tell you who to seek, right? Okay, let's learn something. Let's show you what kind of spirit you got to have. We're going to read it. We go in the book of Hebrew, what we title called Hebrew, and read the way you see it in 11 verse 1.
Okay. The book of Hebrews, put in the word for Hebrew. Chapter 11, verse 1.
What?
Now faith. Is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen.
Now what word you got there?
Now faith.
Now what?
Faith.
Now faith is what?
Is the substance of things.
Now, ain't no institution that you going to deal with that. But you know who's going to deal with it? Bosses.
True Israelite.
Let's find what that means. Brother Micaiah, hold that right you got there. Most dear of Israel, bring your game. Let's go to St. John chapter 4. 1 John. 1 John 4. Right side of the book. Verse 20 and 21. Now, faith is what again?
It's a substance.
Of what?
Of things hope
for. Hope of?
The evidence of things not seen.
The evidence of things what? Not seen. Let's see what's not seen. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 and 21. Mother E, have me first St. John chapter 5, 36, 37. Let's see if we tie this in. Look, all this is in that verse. Let's see if we tie this in. Now remember, read that verse again, 11 1 again.
Okay. Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
So faith is evidence of things what?
Not seen.
It's not seen. Always stay in the book. Not seen. Faith is something that's not seen. Right? St. John 4, 20 and 21. Bring it. 1 John.
If a man or woman say, I love God.
If a man or woman say, I love me some Yahuwah. I love Yahuwah. And hate his brother or his sister. You're what? You're a liar. So you wouldn't be talking about trying to lose your foot on the one that treaded the corn. They said, don't muzzle the one that treaded the corn. Huh? That's the last thing you're supposed to do. Go ahead and read.
Brother.
That he or sister. Now you don't love your brother or your sister. You got a problem with your brother and your sister. You got a problem with them. Watch this.
Mm-hmm. She has seen.
Yeah, what? Warn you on seen.
Yeah.
Now you looking right at your brother and your sister. You look and you see them eyeball to eyeball. Say it. How can you love Yahweh? You have what? So what is it that woman I'm talking about here? Oh, everybody here. No, that was like, hey, you that brother y'all got here, brother? You see what's right here? You hear what Stephen read in that one? That precept on Rita 21? Ain't that something. Go ahead and read. No, come on back to I want this to be tied in at verse 21 again now. I was just going to read out of verse. We try to connect this thing here. What is it in verse 21? But you didn't read it right then. Come on back to what we on.
Verse
30.
And this Torah instruction.
This Torah instruction. No, I don't want that. Come on back to verse 20. Come on back to where we were delivering some up in grand style. Now what about not seen and all that good stuff? What verse was that again? 20. Bring that back up again. We don't want to get off this to this understood right here in verse 20. Listen good.
If a man or woman
say,
what?
I love Yahweh. I love me some Yahweh.
And hate his brother
and sister. And you got a problem with your brother and sister. Because all you talk about is losing your foot on your brother and sister. I like to push him up on it, throw fear up on the train. You know, all that kind of stuff. You look good up on a train going past with you on it. You look good with a train going past. Oh, yeah? Go ahead.
He or she is a liar.
You're what? Uh-huh. You are a liar.
He that loveth not their brother or sister whom he has seen.
Then what you going to see?
How can he or she love Yahweh whom they have not seen?
You see what he's saying? What the point? Now, come on back to... Let's see if Brother Micaiah raised the bar up in 11 verse 1. Now let's see if we'd be able to raise the bar up in 11 verse 1.
Book of Hebrews, learning word for evil.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 11 verse 1.
What does it say?
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Yahweh.
But then what happened to faith? So what about now faith? Can we talk about now faith? They put a word on tape. Now faith is what?
Now faith is the substance. But now faith is Yahuwah. The substance of things hoped for.
So it's faith. This now faith is who?
Yahuwah.
This faith is you gotta believe in who?
Yahuwah.
That's what faith is about. You gotta believe in you some Yahuwah. Now, this faith, Yahuwah, what?
Now, faith is Yahuwah.
Right.
Just as the things hoped for.
Right.
Evidence of things not seen.
Because you ain't seen. Why we know you ain't seen? Hold that point. Come on out, Mother E. St. John 5, 36, 37. Let me show you why we know. We know you ain't seen it. Right.
I had a great dream that witnessed for me that the Father has sent me.
The Father has sent me.
The Father himself, which has sent me, has forbidden of me. He has neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his face.
Are we catching this? If we're catching this faith, it's who? The Yahuwah that you have not seen. But what about this Yahuwah in Brother Micaiah over in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, down to verse 11? What about this Yahuwah over here? What about this? Pick up verse 3. 1-1. Pick up at 1-3 and keep reading down until we get our point.
Pick up
verse 3. Now, what about this one here, then? St. John, 1, verse 3. 1, verse 3. St. John, in the four Gospels. Yeah, 1, verse 3. Listen to this.
St. John.
Huh?
Chapter 1,
pick it
up at verse 3?
Yeah, pick
it
up verse 3.
Okay. Book of St. John, chapter 1, verse 3. Verse 3
reads. What?
All things were made by him.
All things was made by him. Hold that point. Who was the him that all things made by Mother Z and Ephesians 3:9? Who was the him was all things made by Ephesians 3:9? Who was to him that all things was made by? Who was to him that once we find where the him is, we can tighten it up some? Ephesians 3:9. Who was to him that all things is by him? Then we can read Ephesians 3:9. What does it say? What?
What is the fellowship of the
this is a what?
Mystery.
Oh, what is this mystery here, Mother Z? What's the mystery? Oh, this mystery will take you all back to when? To the beginning. Okay, wait a minute. Take it back to the beginning. What's in the beginning that we can read, Brother Micaiah 1, verse 1? What can we read in the beginning? I mean, Genesis 1:1. What can we read in the beginning? 1:1. What can we read in the beginning? 1, verse 1. What can we read just in the beginning that we can read? Genesis 1, verse 1. What can we read that's in the beginning? Genesis 1, verse 1.
Chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, in the beginning, Yahuwah created the heaven and the earth.
Okay. Now come back to Ephesians. Let's see what Yahuwah created the heaven and earth. Come back to Ephesians again now. In the beginning, Yahuwah created the heaven and earth. Is that what we're reading? Is that what we're reading in 1:1, right? Now what we're reading 3:9? Oh, it is a mystery. It is a mystery. It's a great mystery. But it's ain't nothing but a cakewalk for boss is number two. That's right. What's the mystery? Which one? It's from the beginning. And what's the beginning mean again? Genesis 1:1. The mystery is in the beginning of Genesis 1:1. Now what? Come on.
From the beginning,
not
by the
throne. Which is from the beginning, Genesis 1:1. What happened?
Okay, from the beginning, Genesis 1:1. That's the way you want
to leave. And according to law, they say you leave the window. I'm not leading the window.
Okay.
The other one say, I object. What you object for? He leading the window. No. Which from the beginning. Start again. I'm nervous too, Mother Z. I'm nervous too, but yeah. Remember you face this national order 6 nights a week now.
And to make all men and women see what is the fellowship of the mystery.
Oh, yeah, it's a big mystery. What is this great mystery? Come on, read.
Which from the beginning,
Genesis 1:1. Go ahead.
Yahweh
the Father. This was hid in Yahweh the Father.
Yahweh the Father who created all things by Yahweh the Father who created all things.
You mean that's in the beginning? So we go back and now read that again, Mother. See? You mean we can go back and pick up what Micaiah overlooked real good? You mean we can pick up Yahweh the Son and all we got to do, open our Bible up? All we got to do, open our Bible up? Is that what you said? Well, I can't find Yahweh. Maybe it's because you ain't open the Bible up. I mean, now again, now, come on again, Mother Z. Okay.
And to make all men and women see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning,
Genesis 1:1. Yeah.
Of the earth. Has been hidden, of the world has been hidden in Yahweh the Father.
The whole point, they've been hidden in Yahweh the Father. Why you say that, Mother E? Back up to 118 of St. John. Why so? 118 of St. John. Why so that will say it like that? On 118. Yeah, why so? No man has seen who? Hey, what time? So the only way you know is that Yahweh the Father who got to open their mouth up. You see that he got to declare him. See, he got to declare him. And you know what I'm saying? That the only one we know is the Father who got to declare him. Let's go to the sixth chapter there, Mother E, of St. John. We're going to the sixth chapter of St. John. Well, like I said, it's Bible study, Craig. That's right. Let's look at verse 46, 646. So we can be plain, we can be real plain what's going on. He's talking again. 646. That was St. John 1:18. I hear real good at that, Craig. 1:18. Yep. Oh, so man, not that any man or woman ain't seen the who? Nobody ain't seen the Father. And who's the he? The Son. Yahuwah the Son. I don't want to tell you about the Father. It's Yahuwah the Son. That's the only one can pass it down to the seer, to get to the elders, to get to the Father, to get to from that point on. It's a protocol for this thing to work, baby. Read it again. You see that? So well, like again, you know, if moms get together and what you doing? Let's throw some verses back and forth. Let's get better, Nate. Let's come back stronger. We got to be up those verses back and forth. Now come on back to that. We done all that to get where? What were we at? Yeah, back to St. John 1, right? Okay, what it saying?
Look at St. John, chapter 1, verse 3.
What?
All things were made by him, Yahuwah the Son.
Yes.
And without him, Yahuwah the Son, was not anything made that was made.
Now, see, that's open the eyes of the devil. So all that getting around Joseph time, that tear all that up right there. When you preach up your Bible. This Joseph, man, listen. Joseph, I'm way back here, brother. Go ahead.
Verse 4. In him, Yahuwah the Son was life.
Oh, not only that, and Yahuwah the Son, you got what?
Life.
So his life is in Yahuwah the Son. That's big talk. Now, how can we precept that? Mother D.F. Israel 20:31 of St. John. How can we precept that? We better find that out. And Yahuwah is what?
Yahuwah.
Tell the word.
L-I-L-P.
So in Yahuwah, what is you saying again?
Yahuwah
is life. Life, huh? Is that what he's saying?
Yahuwah.
Precept that to 20:31.
Verse 21. For these are written that you might believe that Yahuwah is the Son of God, and that believing you might have life.
Sell it. Wait a minute. You mean you're walking stiff if you ain't got the what? Y'all hear what the man just said? Life is in the name. So all other name you call this man, you just walk around as a death trap. Is that what we read? We read life is in the what? Oh, why y'all so hocking on that name? Because the name is what? The name is what? Light. If we read this, that's why we use the name. The name is light. That's why I said spell. The name is light. L-I-F-E. That's why we use that name. We pumping life in you and in ourselves when we use the name. Because in the name is what?
Life.
That's why we promote and push this name so much. You got to get the name right because you are walking stiff without the name. Is that what we're reading here? You ain't got the name. You're just walking stiff. Is that what we're reading here? That's when you precept your Bible. The name is all about. It's all more than y'all call them all over the world. Listen, y'all got to put your name down. You got to come back to your biblical name. We're going to finish reading over there in Numbers. You got to come back with Yahweh's name because then Yahweh's name is what?
Right.
Precept that, Moses, 3:18 and 19. St. John. Precept that.
See, we got to come, y'all. But we going to come when we can precept and throw the Bible down
and just slam it down in them and meet them where they're at. 3:18 and 19 says what? So if you don't believe in Yahweh the Son, you what? You condemned already. So you watching the whole world of people, they what? Condemned already. By just looking at this Bible, right? What's their name?
Believe in the name.
Wait a minute. You condemn if you don't believe in the what?
Amen.
Condemn it means you dead. You already been in a demolition to come. If you ain't got the name right, you already in the middle of a demolition to come. Because you don't believe in the what? Go ahead. Of the only begotten Son of Yahweh the Father. You're reading good, Moses. You're bringing now. Keep bringing. You're bringing now. What did it say? What?
That the light is come.
Yeah, but the whole world like what? Go ahead.
Men and women love darkness.
But what they love? They love darkness. Rather than Yahweh. You see that? So you gotta watch them. They'd rather be hell-bent and keep on talking smack and everything else until getting Yahweh's spirit. He's not going to rescue you if all your conversation about losing your foot on somebody. If I was close enough to you, if I could get on a high chair or ladder, I'd grab you around your neck. And she can not just jump down on it and power drive it on the concrete somewhere. That's how I feel about you. Yahweh, I don't like that spirit. That spirit, Yahweh, I don't like that spirit. He told you in Zechariah 4, verse 6, not by might, not by strength, but by the word. The word is going to take care of his business. And a couple of nights left, and David said, in the name of them four letters, big man, I'm taking you down. I'm going to take your head off. You've been delivered into my hand. Y'all hear that? Where are we at? Continue. You finish that up?
Their deeds are evil.
that Jesus is evil. And it's like darkness. Is darkness somewhere in there? Okay, darkness. And what? And darkness, we ain't going to read. Darkness is Satan the devil. They'd rather go out with Satan the devil than to come clean. That the only way you'll get saved is get behind a six anointed camp and wash it of a true Israelite. The whole world got to come clean. That is it. That's why we getting in order to take the order the way the order is. I don't care what name you carry. You could be Nigerian, Nairobio. Any name you got is a cursed name according to number 622. Come on back to Brother Makai. I'm going to show you the only name that's not a cursed name for you. Number 6:22-27. That's found the only name is not a curse. So you can continue to be pumped up by these names that you carry. Look what it says in number
6:22-27. Book of Numbers, chapter 6:22-27. Verse 22. And
Yahweh spake
unto Moses, saying,
what did it say?
Verse 23.
No,
say them
now.
23. Okay, 23. Speak unto Aaron and to his son, saying.
There is an order about that. Go find the order about that. Go get the order. Get the elder. Go ahead.
Okay, on this wise, you shall speak unto Aaron and to his son. On this wise, you shall bless the family of Israel and saying it to them.
Oh, so it's an order about how you get your blessing. It's all about this thing, read.
Verse 24. Yahweh bless you.
Yahweh what?
Bless you.
What verse you on?
Verse 24.
Yahweh do what?
Yahweh bless you.
Yahweh bless you.
And keep you.
Yahweh keep you.
Verse 25. Yahweh make his face shine upon you.
Yahweh make his face shine upon you.
And be gracious unto you.
Yeah.
Verse 26. Yahweh lift up his counsel.
Yes.
Find you.
Yes.
Give you peace.
Who give you peace?
Yahweh give you peace.
Yahweh give you peace.
Verse 27. And they shall put my name.
You shall put my name.
Upon the family of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And I will bless them.
So what name you got to have on you?
Yahweh.
What name you got to have on you? What name are you talking
Israel.
About?
Israel.
So who is Israel that we can read? Now who is Israel we can read? See that? See that? See that? Yeah, there you go. Excellent. Isaiah 49. Excellent. Who is Israel we can read? See, I'm telling you something. The world is, what is the mother eat? What is the world to us? 14 verse 9 or Numbers. And we got to believe the world is a 14 9 to us. Numbers 14 verse 9. What's the world to us? Wait, read. But only do what? But you can't rebel. See, this don't work long as you rebellious. He said, only don't rebel you. Go ahead. Don't rebel against the Yahweh. And don't fear the people. That, what is the world to us? They pray to us, y'all. If we just get your attention to understand one thing, the world to us is what? Bread to us. That's the end of that. They do not have no defense. They can't go in the Bible and tell you nothing. They can't go in the Bible. We can meet you anywhere in the Bible and show you out of order. If you call yourself anything, then what Yahweh gave you is a blessing, you out of order. Now, whose name is Israel? Let's find whose name is Israel. Read. Go ahead, finish. Who Yahweh with? Who Yahweh with? But what is the condition, and back in that verse, top of 9, what is the condition for Yahweh to be with us? You see that? So you see that? So it's a condition to it. It ain't because you're Israel. Only way Yahweh will be with you, you got to do what?
Rebel not.
Rebel not. Because as long as you rebel, I won't go back to your Hoshea. Now, who was reading Hoshea? That was mother of D.F. Israel, wasn't you? 7th chapter? Are you reading that? Now, come on back there again. Come on back. Put that down. Come on back to this again now. We got to stay in the spirit, mother D.F. Israel. Come on back to your own of that. We ain't playing bow tie and suit tie. You got to be loose with this thing. Back to 7 chapters, 12 and 13. We got to stay loose. Yeah. Listen to this. What? So the children of Israel cannot stand before their enemy. And right now, everywhere you see the children of Israel, they are turned their back. Before the enemy, 17 nations. Wait a minute. We are what? Why are we accursed again in Mother E? Why are we accursed again? Isaiah 65, verse 15. Why are we accursed? Why are we accursed in Isaiah 65, verse 15? Why are we accursed? Yeah. Why are we accursed? We need to know why are we accursed. Why are we accursed? Oh, the reason we are cursed, Bill John, what? What is our name? You see that? That's why we bought a curse, y'all. We are left that we gotta use the pagan name to cash that money while we here. But that don't mean you tell anybody that you're not what? Israel. Because that is the what name? And you tell about your other name, you're what name? You telling you a what? In the eyes of Yahweh? It got a man saying? In the eyes of Yahweh, you're cursed. So we so proud of our last name, family union names, and all that crap. Listen, upon the eyes of Yahweh is they what? You tell the people who you are. I'm Mother D.F. Israel, C.E. Ray. I know I cast my check in this government name I got. I'm saying that. But I ain't going to tell you that. I'm going to let you know I'm a blessing by using the name. Israel. I'm Mother D.F. Israel, C.E. Ray. You said that with conviction. That's right. Because that's the way you got to do it. If you want your body to intervene with you, and you ain't got to go ask Mr. 17 Nation nothing. Yahweh already told you, if you got my name, at the end of your name, you talk about my name, you up under what? Talk about his name, you up under what? A blessing. If you don't use his name he's going to give you, you up under what? Now let's go to 49 verse 1. Let's find out who Israel is. 49:1. Then verse 1. Now we're going to find who Israel is, Mother E and Z. We're going to find out, actually, Mother G of Israel. We're going to find out who Israel is. And what did Israel say?
Chapter 49, verse 1.
What?
Listen, O
Isles. All these islands, all these ones in the Caribbean, all you islands. All these islands of you all, listen to me.
And hearken, you people.
And you hearken, you people, on all the islands. Jamaica is an island. All that Jamaica. Nigeria is on an island. All you islands, listen to me.
Yahweh has called me.
What Yahweh called me?
Yahweh's father has called me.
Excellent. Now you're reading and teaching the same time. Yahweh the Father have called me. from the womb.
Vows of my mother has he made mention of my name.
He ain't mentioned nothing about no Joseph because he come out of vows of his mother.
Verse 2.
What?
And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword.
And the father had made my mouth like a sharp sword.
In the shadow of his hand
that he hid me. Hold that point. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. Let's go to Isaiah, mother of Israel. Let's see who he made. Who is he talking about when we precept our Bible? We're going to precept our Bible and see exactly who this talking about. See, you got to paint the picture. If you paint the picture, let's see who he made. My mouth like a what? Okay. Let's see, can we read that? Let's see if we get some reading on he made my mouth like a sharp sword. 61 verse 1 of Isaiah. Is that what I want? Yes, 61. Is that what I want? Is that what I want? Well, it'll get me to it might get me close enough that I want it to see. Remember, he made my mouth like a sharp sword. That's the key. Key to it, he made my mouth like a sharp sword. Let's see, can we run that down? See if we run some of that good talk down. He made my mouth like a swab. Pick up 61:1. If you can get warm up on that.
Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The spirit of Yahshua. Yahshua is upon me. Yahshua is upon me. Because Yahshua's Father has anointed me to teach the tithe unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken.
So he not sent you no hair raisers, huh? So now he's not, if you're hair raisers, don't worry, he not sent you. He sent you to the meek, not hair raisers. If you're a hair raiser, he not sent to you. Go ahead. Liberty. Right, the captain.
And the opening.
Let me hold on. Who's the captain? Brother Micaiah, we can read. 6:13 of Daniel. Put a name on a captain. We might not get that. We might not get all we need on it, but we can go around it and tie it in some in those directions. My mouth like a sharp sword. 6:13 of Daniel. We can get close. He sent me to the captain. That's what you sent to, right? So be clear that he was sent to the captain, right? And if you find who the name of the captain, then you got to say he wasn't sent to everybody. He was sent to the captain. Now you better read that in 6:13, Brother Micaiah and Daniel. So you got that when Peter said, well, he sent to everybody. No, he sent to the captain.
Book of Daniel,
mm-hmm.
Chapter 6, verse 13.
Verse 13, read.
Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Yada Judah.
Oh. So who the captain according to the Bible?
The children of the, which is the children of the captivity of Yada Judah.
So that we were sent to. So that we were sent to, y'all. So when we all brothers, see, there go you with that racist stuff. No, brother. He was sent to the captain. We just found who the captain is. Who the captain is? Kobe can read. If you got another verse, you bring your own then. Well, we got one on the table, but we got some of him saying that. See? And I go to Ezekiel chapter 3. I'll give me a precept on you. I'll give a precept on you, and you can't give me nothing but lip talk. See, I put a precept up on you. That's what I do for you. I drop a precept up on you. See, now, let me see you do that. What you close the book? No, we ain't closing no book up. We're going to read it. 3:1.
Speak here,
chapter 3, verse 1. Verse 1 read.
What read? 1 and 5. We have 1, 4, and 5.
Moreover.
1, 4, 5, and 11. 1, 4, 5, and 11. We got dropped some precept on them. 1, 4, 5, and 11. What does it say?
Chapter 3, verses 1, 4, 5, and 11.
What does it say?
Verse 1.
What?
Moreover, he said unto me,
what does it say?
Son of man, eat that you find.
Yeah.
Eat this robe.
Eat this book. That's right. Eat this Bible. Go ahead.
And go speak unto the family of Israel.
Oh. Go speak to the family of who?
Israel.
Very.
Verse 4. And he said unto me, Son of man, go get you into the family of Israel.
You say it again. Go ahead.
And speak with my words.
Oh. You don't tell them about where you going or where you been. You just speak what?
My words unto them.
My words to them. Go ahead.
Verse 5.
What?
For you are not sent to a people of a strange speech.
You're not sent to a people of a strange speech.
And of a hard language.
Of a hard language.
But to the family of Israel.
You, so Ezekiel is sent to who?
Family of Israel.
Is that plain? Now that's racist, huh? See? But there it is, right? Where is that next?
Verse 11. And go. Get you to them of the captivity.
Who the captivity is?
Unto the family, to the children of your people.
Yeah, who is that?
And speak unto them.
What?
And tell them, thus says Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
whether they were here or whether they were forbidden.
So do you see the children of Israel in verse number 11 or not?
Yahweh.
I mean, who see the children of Israel in verse 11?
Israel.
Huh? Do we see it? In verse 11? Mother, I'm hearing you. Do y'all see it?
See it?
Y'all see the children of Israel in verse 11, don't you? So now, if y'all rehearse that and bring that out somewhere, yes, children of Israel is in verse 11. Ain't it, y'all? Hey, ain't it class? Hallelujah. What? Isn't it in verse 11? Ah. So that's what, so they will be reading over here. Come on back, mother. Come on back. And now it's in there. It's in there, mother. It's in there in 61, mother, GF Israel. It's in there. You back to him. Hey, L.A.'s, what you see? I don't see nothing. Why can't we see in 61, verse 1, that talk about the children of Israel? The captivity of his people. Why we can't see that? Why? But we see it. The world got to see this. Go ahead and read 61:1 again.
Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1.
So Yahweh the Father have anointed Yahweh the Son to do what? So suppose you're a hell raiser. He ain't talking to you. You might be Israel, but if you're a hell raiser, he ain't talking to you. You got to be what kind of way?
Me.
He
has sent me to bind up the broken line.
Yeah. And tell them about what? Tell them freedom is around the corner, y'all. Freedom is around the corner. Tell them freedom is coming. Very. To the captivity of who? You mean Yahweh was sent to the captivity of Israel? Yeah, y'all. Yeah. Now you're reading the verse right. He was sent to the captivity of Israel. Is that what we're reading? Very. And we're supposed to open up the prison they mind. Yeah. They're bound in the mind. Long they got all these wicked names going for them. Cash is checking that wicked name. But don't introduce yourself to nobody with that wicked name. Because you, Yahweh is not with you in that conversation. You see the man saying? He's not with you in that conversation. If you put his name on the table, he's with you. Go ahead.
What?
Acceptable years
of Yahweh. Uh-huh. Oh, we're going to tell them about it. It's going to be a day of what? Yeah, there's going to be one day, it's going to be some heads rolling and some real losing to put in some real in. Huh? Because whatever Yahweh is going to come, of our Yahweh. And you know anybody mourning no better than us. You find us, we like midgets on everywhere, midgets. Moaning, groaning all the time. Hey, ain't nobody moan no more than we do. And we love that. See? Ain't nobody moan no more than us. Verse 3. Oh. Well, no, not yet. What? That morn. Oh, but the first one will be upon that morn. It's going to be well. That's Southern Kingdom. See, Northern Kingdom ain't, can't ride with us yet. We got Northern, Southern Kingdom got to get right first. Is that what's going on here? So first thing, guys, you got to be on about this thing. So you can't jump in front of us. He's going to appoint unto them that mourn in Yahdai Judah, Southern Kingdom. Is that what we read? Go ahead. Who's them again? Southern Kingdom. We're going to get them what? You'll get them beauty for ashes. You'll get them the oil of joy for born. You'll get what? Not days to do. You'll get them gone with them with fringes on them. Is that what we read? The garments is a what? The garments are praise. I mean, see, the garments that you wear is a what? Glory. It's for the spirit of, see, you put your garment on, it removes the spirit of what? Uh-huh. And they can be called what? A what? A Torah keepers. Trees of Torah keepers. Huh? What did it say? But the planet, it got to be of who? Not United Nations. You got to get the planet of who? Uh-huh. Not United Nations. That Yahweh might be on. Things about Yahweh's business. And he's going to starve with us. Look what he said, what he's going to do for us while we're on the case in verse 7. Look, he tell you. See, if y'all listen to the six anointed camp and be obedient to us, look what Yahweh say in verse 7. Huh?
For your shame.
For your shame. You have what? You that mother Z? For all that shame, for all our sisters and aunties got their fat mouth running. But Yahweh said, just hold on, you got what coming? You hear that, Mother Z? You might put them pills down. You got what coming if you hold on?
Double.
Go ahead. And for your confusion, I just can't figure out why they don't see none of this. You'll do what? Go ahead. And their portion, go ahead. Therefore, in their land, they won't possess. You get what? You got double coming. You got double coming. If you hold on, go ahead. And you have what kind of joy? You got double coming, and it's going to bring you what? Everlasting joy. Gonna be on to the children of Israel if you follow Yahweh do the lead. So that's what God teach. That's our message. We gotta teach Yahweh is the one. Let's go back and get back to the 49th chapter again. Find about this name, the blessed name that we gotta have.
Book of Isaiah chapter 49, beginning verse 2.
We say
verse 2.
What?
He had made my mouth like a sharp sword.
So the Father had made my mouth to sound like a sharp sword.
And the shadow of his hand
Oh, so here go to Yahweh the Son. Go ahead.
He made Yahweh the Son a potter's shaft.
Yes.
And Yahweh the Father quiver has Yahweh the Father head, Yahweh the Son.
Yes.
Verse 3. And said unto Yahweh the Son, thou art my servant.
Wait a minute. What did Yahweh the Father say?
Thou are my servant.
You are my servant. Now he's going to call his name. Mother Z. Mother E. He gave her to call his name right here, Mother E. Watch his name coming.
O Israel, in whom I will be honored.
You see that? You see why it's so important to have the name Israel now? All Yahweh is going to recognize is Israel. Mm-hmm. Because that's his who name?
Son.
That's his son's name. Son's name is Israel. That's why you guys tell him, look, I'm going to cast my check, but and whatever name that my mom and the government gave me. But when I tell you who I am, I ain't gonna tell you that. Cause I won't talk blessing. I want Yahweh in my conversation. So I have to put Israel at the end of my name. Because that's whose name? Whose name is Israel?
Yahweh the Son
is his name. Now watch what Yahweh the Son say right now, O Israel. Watch what he say right now.
Verse 4.
Listen.
Verse 4. Then I said, Yahweh the Son,
Yahweh the Son,
have labored in vain.
He said, I've done all this. He need a pat on the back now. He said, I'll labor in vain.
I, Yahweh the Son, has spent my strength for nothing.
He said, I got a strength, son, Daddy. I've done all this for nothing.
In vain. Yes, surely, my Yahweh the Son judges.
Well, but what do you mean by in vain? What do you mean by in vain that we can read 1:27 of the E? What do you mean by in vain? What do you mean by he done everything in vain? The key word to that is vain. We're going 127 chapters strong. Look what he's trying to, see, you have to tell them this, Mother E, you got to tell them, I don't care how they skin and grin, you got to tell them what is written in 127 verse 2. I mean, I don't care how much they grin and they happen to see me, but you got to look them eyeball to eyeball and say something to them. You got to tell them about 127 verse 2. You got to say something, Mother E. You got to say something. You got to tell them what's written in verse 1. 1 and 2. Okay, you got to look them eyeball to eyeball, Mother, and you got to tell them this. 127, 1 and 2. Unless Yahweh builds the family, the house of the family, unless Yahweh be, what are you doing? I don't care what you're doing, unless, who do what? What are you doing? All that skin in the green, you ain't keeping no Saturday, you're not wearing no princes, you're not keeping no feast day, you're not paying your tithes, free will offering. All you doing is doing what? Is that what we're reading here? Taking skin and green, all they want is taking skin and green, all they want is skin and green. But it's telling you right here, you're doing it for what? Glad read. Right. Unless Yahweh keep the city. They wake it. But in what? In vain. All I'm trying to do is get ahead. But you don't let Yahweh out of it. You don't let Yahweh out of it. If you ain't got Yahweh first, you don't let Yahweh out of it. You doing it in what kind of way? Is that what we read?
Yeah.
Hey, Moses, come on, I got to tell somebody this. You got to tell that old son of yours. You know, got that old thick red girl. Listen, son, you ain't doing it in vain. Because you got Yahweh as an afterthought. You try to make sure you touch knees. You just touch the knees in what kind of way? Son, keep the Sabbath day, son. Turn to the radio broadcast, son. Son, whatever you're doing is what? Because you ain't got no Yahweh working with you. They got to hear this, Mosey. The son got to hear this. You keep putting off Yahweh the son. I don't care what you're doing all over with those thick red girls. What kind of way is it?
Right.
If you don't put Yahweh to the side. Oh, Mom, I'm going to get back to me some Yahweh. Okay. I don't care what you're doing over there. You're doing it in what kind of way? And if you read that, what's their name? You see that? Yeah. You see that? And he gave you some sweet sleep too. But you got to understand one thing. You cannot have to burn Yahweh and think you got something coming. You got to make sure I got to get my Yahweh right first, and we take care of, we see about all the rest of it after that. Now, come on back again. Now, he's coming to his father now. And then Isaiah, you know why we know Isaiah is listening? Let me show you why we know he's listening. Tell me out there, Moses. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 6. Let me show you that he's talking loud, but it's for Isaiah to hear it. We're going to Isaiah chapter 6. I'm going to show you something. We're going to Isaiah chapter 6 there, Mother. Mother Z. Isaiah 6, just pick up verse 7. Six verse seven. Yep. 6-7. What's that?
And he laid
him on the ground and
said, "Lo, the man church the lips."
That this Bible on touch your lips, your mind, go ahead.
Now,
read when you see it. It's going to explain what this word means. It's going to explain what this word means.
And thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is
purged. So what is iniquity? Sin. Excellent. Then what happened next? Now, after you got them all cleaned up, what happened next?
Verse 8. Although I heard the voice of the Yahweh,
Yahweh is one who said, "Lord,
who shall I send?"
Yeah.
And he'll go up.
Yeah. So who's us? Yahweh the Father, Yahweh the Son. That's the us. Yeah, we're going to go for us. And watch those seeds say. What do you say? What? He said, but you know what he said over there in Luke 12:2, what he said, Brother Mackay, but what he say in Luke now? Luke. Yeah, 12:2. What he say in Luke? What he say in Luke in 12:2? Yeah, what did he say?
Yeah. Huh? Luke chapter 12, verse 52.
What it say?
Read.
What it
read? For from henceforth, there should be 5 1/2 divided.
Well, that's what I want. That make it mark this 12:2. Is it working with some brother Yacht Guy Israel? Is he on the right point? Tomorrow, 12:2. Okay, well, come on back again. What I'm missing then? What I'm shouting? I'm running back. What I'm shouting? You know what I want? I want something that's, come on, who can help me what I want? Who can help me on what I want? In 12, try it again then. Try to look again.
Okay. Luke
Who helped me out? And I know that we know we won't. Well, he said, send me, right? Is that what he said, right? Okay, well, I'm struggling then. What I need, Brother Yahdai Israel? I'm talking about when you sick now, he's going to tell you now. He's going to tell you something, right? We're going to tell you. If somebody's going to tell you, okay, I go on still being much is given. Yeah, God will fill the beans. Now, what verse we at? Now, we don't fill the beans. Now, what are we going to read to that? What are we going to read to that? Where we at now? We want to read that verse. He's going to send me now, but they're going to tell me, okay, we'll send you now, but, you know, they will talk about taking their foot and lose it all in you and everything now. Don't think you just going to come over there and just lay the word down and that's the end of it. No, they're going to be growling at you, brother. They're going to be threatening to jump in the chair and catch you out of the neck and pile dry your head on the concrete. Bring this word here. What verse I need? Now, y'all don't understand this thing. Now, when you take it back to your loved ones and say, well, send me, you say, well, I'll take it back to my loved ones. So, what verse I need? Much is given. Well, where we at? So you sure it wasn't in Marv, ain't it? It's 12 and 2 somebody, ain't it? Where we at? Where's 11:52 in? 12:11, is somebody 52, ain't it? Who helped the old seer out now? Who won't help the old seer out on that verse? Because, see, when you tell somebody, okay, I'll send you, you tell Yahweh I'll send you. Yeah. What verse is that now? What verse are we getting ready to read about? About when you say, well, okay, well, send me. Then Yahweh going to say, he going to drop a lamp or two on you or something? Who will help me out? You said send him, right? David, we got a precept by send him. Now, when you sent, much is given, y'all. Much is given. Much is given. Okay, send you. Much is given. And what else to that we can read? Now, why that person that followed us? All these brilliant heads and all the six camps in that verse on the fall. Huh?
12:48. What does it say in 12:48?
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 48. Verse 48 reads, but he that knew not,
right,
he did commit things worthy of stripes,
right,
should be beaten with two stripes.
Right.
For unto a whomsoever, much is given.
Much is given.
Of him shall be much required.
You see that? So when you set to take care of his business, now I understand. This word, big thing. But God, Yahweh wants some report. Much is given, much is what?
Required.
So when you step out in his word, you got to understand this thing. They're gonna be growling at you. And they telling me about losing foot and power driving it on the head and everything. Huh? So I'm telling you something now. You know, understand? It ain't okay. We sit down at the reunion with your family,
And you go talk in the Bible, a lot of them gonna say, look, let's go outside and wrestle a little bit there. I feel like wrestling with you. You see how you talk? What's that about y'all guys there? Okay, bring it out. Somebody bring it out, my brother Micaiah, 51.
Chapter 12, verse 51.
Yes, sir.
Suppose you that I am come to give peace on earth.
Y'all say, so when you drop that word on it, ain't gonna be no peace on earth.
I tell you nay.
What?
But rather division.
Right. When you drop that word, you'll get division. 52.
52. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided. Three against two. And two against three.
Always going to be a problem when you drop that word now. Go ahead.
Verse 53. The father should be divided against the son.
Yep.
And the son against the father.
Yes.
The mother against the daughter. And the daughter against the mother.
Now read verse again, 48 again.
Verse 48. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of strife shall be beaten. With few stripes.
Yep.
For unto whomsoever much is given.
Much is given.
Of him shall be much required.
So you got to understand that now. Much is given, much required. You got to tell them. Listen, if Yahweh don't build up what you working with out there, my son, you labored in vain. You so busy worried about touching them knees, and you got Yahweh as an afterburner. You know, that what's going to stand is his word. 40 verse 8, Moses of Isaiah. You got to tell him what's going to stand. Because Yahweh can put the spirit on her any given day. And you got to tell him, well, look, son, read 40 verse 8 of Isaiah. Hey, my son, read 40 verse 8 of Isaiah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
the word of Yahweh is gonna stand forever. So my son, Revelation 2:26, that Moses. So my son, Revelation 2:26. My son, Revelation 2:26, my son. My son, Revelation 2:26.
And he that overcomes
and keeps my word unto the end. Do what?
Unto the end. To will
her that I will power. Yeah. So you got to keep his word. How long that Moses? Then what you got coming if you do that? What you got coming if you do that? Precept that Moses in 14:15 of St. John, 21, and Moses had me 23 and 24 waiting on me. Yep, St. John 14, verse 15 and 21, and Moses had me 23 and 24 waiting on me. We got to talk Bible now. Time's running short. Got to talk Bible. 14, 15, and 21, Moses. Backed up with Moses in 23 and 24. We got to talk Bible to them. We'll be all right to talk Bible. Because, you know, people don't say it. You keep all doing what you're doing now. You're laboring in vain. All right, Moses. 14, 15, and 21. Yes, ma'am. If you do what? So if you love, oh, Ma, you know I love me some Yahuwah. What song? You can't oil the waters to hold the wet back, my son. Son, you love him, then do what? Go ahead and read. Moses, have me that you've been holding that 35:18:22. You've been holding that. Coming around the corner now.
Forty-six, 49, and 50.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm coming back to that St. John chapter 1. You left off on my verse 4. And read that to verse 11. You're coming around the corner, y'all.
I am from a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness.
Let me read.
Verse 49. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me,
yeah.
He gave me Torah instruction,
yeah.
That I should, what I should say, and what I should speak. Verse 50. And I know that his Torah instructions.
The Torah, what is it?
I have never
asked. Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father speaks.
Right. So the Son tell you, whatever he's saying, the Father one told him said, right?
Yeah.
Now come on, so the Father told him said, well, come on back in 49 again.
Okay. Well, Isaiah chapter 49, verse 4 reads, and I, Yahweh, itself. I, Yahweh, the Son, have labored in vain. I, Yahweh, the Son, have spent my strength for nothing in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with Yahweh, the Father.
Right.
And my work, my Yahweh, the Son, work with my Yahweh, the Father. Verse 5. And now, said Yahweh, the Father, that formed me, Yahweh, the Son, from the womb, to be his servant,
mm-hmm.
to bring Israel, the family of Israel, again to him, Israel be not gathered.
So good. So, and what did he do? And what did he do to gather Israel? What did he do in Genesis 32:28? What did he do? What did he do? Now watch what he did in Genesis 32:28. You better wrap it on up. Look what he did. I mean, the picture is so plain. Look at the picture he did. So you know. This thing's about, you got to have that name Israel. So look, now you get busy. 32:28 of Genesis, what do you say?
Genesis, chapter 32, verse 28.
Verse 28. What?
And he said, your name should become no more Jacob.
Then he picked the people and told them what?
But Israel.
Uh-huh.
For is a prince.
Yes.
Has you traveled with Yahweh and with man.
So when we don't use the name Israel, what have we eliminated?
Power.
With power of Yahweh. Because we are what? We use the name. According to the verse, we are what?
We are, he says, for as a prince.
We are prince.
And thou power of Yahweh.
By using the name Israel, Moses, that makes us prince. Mm-hmm. We got power with Yahweh. See, if we continue to use these old pagan names, we don't cut our power off. That's why we Jamaicans and Galileans and all that kind of stuff. Enough on that. Call back on Mother Z. Give me 35 verse 1 and 8. Oh, that is it. Come on back. Let's start tying this on the end. 36, yeah, 1 and 8. One 8:20-22, that's good enough. 1:8:20-22. 36 verse 1. What?
Israel,
that state. But, O mountain, Israel, he shall shoot forth the grace. He of your
feet. Yeah. Who is the people? Oh, y'all see the connection? So it's so important about having the name Israel? So Israel is who? Is who? His people. So when the Father called his name Israel, he put on a people, Jacob, and put the name Israel on them. So you see, y'all see the painting of the picture? The Father name is Israel. And we as people's Israel. Right? Go ahead. And we are what? See, we ain't here to come, y'all. But we ain't going nowhere else to get the name, right? We got to know that we Israel, and who do Israel worship? Okay, back up to 16, verse 9, more D.F. Israel. We close it out. 16, verse 9. See, now we Israel, now we got to find out who we worship. We Israel, now we got to find out something. 9:16. Yeah. Yeah, and for this very deed,
for this call,
I raise you up. And show that you my power. Who are you talking about? Israel. Show you my power, Israel.
And that, my name
may be declared throughout. So Israel got to put the what out? The name out. The name out. Because the name got what, Mother Z? What the name got what? 1:16:13. Then we come right on back to St. John 1 and close out. And put it on that note to Brother Yahdai Israel. The 1:16:13. What about that name?
Verse 13.
I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh. So, what's so important about the name of Yahweh according to that verse? What's so important about that name according to that verse in 13? What's so important about that name? Is what's involved? It's salvation. Salvation in the name. You can find out life in the name. Salvation in the name. Moses of Israel, 4:22 of St. John. And where do it all start at? St. John 4:22. Where all the salvation starts at? I mean, whenever y'all paint the picture, y'all walk in the vein. See, I already tell you, I'm in the vein when y'all paint the picture. Now, salvation in the name of who? Okay, let's see what happens next. What say?
You
say you worship what you don't know what you worship. Watch this.
We know that. I mean, we know what
we
worship.
See, we know what we worship. There ain't no question involved. We tell you something. We know what we doing. We know what we worship. Go ahead.
For salvation,
is salvation of Yah God Judah. See, we clear about what salvation started at. So all we got to do is get the name right, get the man program right. We the one holding up the program. Huh? We know we worship because salvation of who? If we keep closed, you ain't got nothing coming. Mother E, what it says on that 24:13-14. And we'll read one more and we'll close out. Matthew 24:12-14. See, we can crank this thing up if we just remember these verses. We can crank it up. Matthew 24:12-14. We can crank it up. I mean, you can crank it up. Look what it's saying here. What it's saying, mother? Yes. But. I mean, yeah. All over the world, they don't wax cold. So he or she that endures it in now. Same gonna be saved. Right. And this covenant of the kingdom, so it got to be taught about this, all this good stuff. Go ahead. And all the world for a witness unto all nations of Israel. And then the end going to come. So you know what? We want to hold up the end. Let's wrap it up, Brother Micaiah, 1 verse 4 again, 40:11 of St. John.
St. John chapter 1, verse 4 through 11.
Listen to this.
For in him Yahweh the Son was light, and the light was the light of man. Verse 5. And the light shineth in darkness. Yahweh, let's see. Verse 5. And the light Yahweh the Son shineth in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And the darkness comprehended not.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. And there was a man sent from Yahweh, whose name was John. Verse 7. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, Yahweh the Son,
mm-hmm.
that all men through him, Yahweh the Son, might believe.
Right.
Verse 8. He, John, was not that light, Yahweh the Son, but was sent to bear witness of that light, Yahweh the Son. Verse 9. That was the true light, Yahweh the Son, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Verse 10. He, Yahweh the Son, was in the world, and the world was made by him, Yahweh the Son. And the world knew Yahweh the Son not.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. He, Yahweh the Son, came unto his Yahweh the Son's own, and Yahweh the Son's own received Yahweh the Son not.
Go ahead, more words.
Verse 12. But as many as received Yahweh the Son,
yes.
to them gave Yahweh the Son power, he power to become the sons of Yahweh.
Good. Now, Mother, read 14:12 on the of Israel and over the brother Yahweh. 14:12 of Revelation. 14:12. So all we going to focus in on what? 14 verse 12. Revelation 14:12, Mother D up Israel, what it say? I'm going to focus in on what it say.
Here is the patience.
Here the patience.